Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you still feel like Billy, after the last few seasons, do you still feel like he's the correct fit for coach here?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, we have a very close relationship. We work very closely together. I thought he's done an unbelievable job to transform this group.
Has there been an extension reached for Arturis Karnišovas and Mark Eversley and maybe even Billy Donovan? The Biggs was reporting that. I've seen some other places say, yeah, that's probably right. Let's check with our own guy, Cody Westerlund, who covers the Bulls for our staff. By the way, it's a Spiegel and Holmes show. Spiegs is out of Wrigley Field and apparently killed it on his warm-up. His sound check was amazing. From what I am being told about it, we will check in with Spiegs around 5:25. Jason Leisure is sitting in for him. Now Cody joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Cody, thanks for joining us. Let me start with the Billy Donovan stuff. One, if the reports are true that there has been extensions or talk of extensions by the front office and for the coach, it would make sense for them to say no about their head coach to the New York Knicks. I was wondering, though, initially what you thought about the Knicks trying to ask for permission for every coach in the league, but specifically Billy Donovan, to come be their head coach.
Well, I mean, certainly, like everyone else, I get a little bit of a chuckle out of the Knicks asking everyone, it seems like, in the NBA. Like you said, it's not a huge surprise that they reached out to the Bulls, considering Billy Donovan has Long Island roots, Hall of Fame coach, and they're really, the Knicks are in need. They obviously don't look like they got their top few candidates, and they're going down the line. So that wasn't shocking, and it's not shocking that he's going to remain with the Bulls. I mean, well before the Knicks fired Tibbs a few days into June, back at the NBA Draft Combine, several people had already indicated that they expected the Bulls and Billy Donovan to get an extension done at some point. So it doesn't sound like the pen has been put to the paper to finalize that yet, but by all means, the ball's moving down the field there, and the Bulls saying no to the Knicks is just another reflection of that happening. But that was going to happen anyway, right? Because Billy wanted to be with the Bulls, wanted to remain with the Bulls. He has 1 year left on his contract right now, from what we all understand, and he'll certainly extend beyond that when this deal gets done. But beyond that, it doesn't sound like other coaches. Like, no one really wants to go to the Knicks right now with the mess they seem to be in, with the expectation and standard they set. But again, like, Billy already was going to have the extension in the works before that. The only real component of the Knicks asking for permission and being denied is the fact that the news probably might have leaked earlier about Billy Donovan than it otherwise would have. As we remember in the past, it leaked a few months into a season when he got extended.
the Knicks misery just delights me. It makes me so happy, man. Cody, you don't have to comment on that. I just wanted to say it. I love that. And I get, man, it always ends this way for Tibbs. So I get why people don't really like working with him. But he's like your best coach since Jeff Van Gundy. He just gave you your best season in 25 years. And what do you think of yourself that that's not good enough for you? And now, I mean, have they asked for Steve Kerr yet?
I mean, might as well.
You know, Billy.
They're going to say no too.
You know, Billy played for the Knicks, actually, right?
Yeah,
Billy played like half a season in the NBA.
Yeah,
for the Knicks.
He's a New York guy. That's your guy. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you know this, Cody, but Jason used to cover Billy Donovan at Florida.
I knew Jason worked in Florida, and I believe you did some hockey too, right?
The Blackhawks very briefly up here, but 2010 to 2013, I was covering University of Florida football and basketball.
And then you did the Dolphins, right? I did not know you went across Billy Donovan's path.
Yeah, we were there at the same time, and Billy was. So I my view of Billy Donovan is probably somewhat shaded by that. He is a Hall of Fame coach because of what he did at Florida. Billy Donovan, you know how big football is at Florida. You're an SEC guy, Lawrence. What Billy did in basketball is bigger than what any coach has ever done in football at Florida. To do what he did there, to recruit the people he recruited and turn a nothing basketball school into a major player on the national scene and win championships and things like that. I mean, incredible. So that shades a little bit probably my view of the current situation that I see, Cody, as they have got the right coach. I don't have a problem with extensions for Billy Donovan because I feel like they've been wasting Billy Donovan. My problem is, and I feel like it's been like this forever with the Bulls, is with the front office.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Look, I made this point the other day. I get why Bulls fans would say, like, get a new coach in or something. Like, people love change in the NBA. Billy, I think, is 10 games under 500 in his Bulls career. They have not had great success. And I get that people want change for change's sake. I'm telling you, though, the goals right now that the Bulls have, which is to continue to compete and hold young players to a standard and accountability, Billy Donovan instituted those last year. Like, I think it's worth remembering here. Vegas and odds makers predicted the Bulls to win 29 or 30 games last year. They won 39. Most everyone in the NBA thought they would win around 30 games or low 30, something like that. So, like, Billy Donovan himself overachieved last year. So, like, he is making the most of what he has. It just isn't good enough to do and accomplish the goals that Bulls fans want at this point. So, Jason, I'm right there with you. It tracks straight to the front office above them. It tracks to ownership and management and getting better players and the right players in this organization. And I think Billy Donovan's certainly a fine coach for a team that wants to compete. Now, I would add, like, if they had torn it down to the studs and completely rebuild, you might...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Might have a case for having a different coach or something like that, but that's just not the state they're in right now. So I get the Billy Donovan extension. I think that was smart.
Cody, from my view, I used to cover the NBA too. In my view of the NBA, I don't think this is that profound. But the way you get good in the NBA, roster-wise, is you either tank hard and you get a high draft pick that changes things, or you are the destination for free agents slash disgruntled stars that want to get traded. And it came up in the past week, Kevin Durant. You see the headline, Durant has preferred list. And they say it, they phrase it in a way on ESPN that they want you to click to find out who it is. And before I click it, I'm like, I know who it's not. I know who's not on that list. The team that is never on that list. No one is ever trying to force their way to the Bulls. None of the top free agents ever want to come here, it doesn't feel like. Why?
Well, the Bulls will tell you behind the scenes the weather has a lot to do with it. I think that's probably a small
factor. I forgot how tropical it is in New York. You're right. Or Minnesota. Good point.
Exactly. You raise a great point. I'm just saying, I'm telling you a line that you hear a lot from people in the Bulls organization over the years. But the main reason would be they haven't got a foundation of enough good young talent in recent years to get the next level of players. And like, stars don't want to go somewhere where they're the only person there and they're the savior, right? That's why it's important, like, guys like Matis Buzelis develop very well into not just a good player, but does he have an all-star ceiling down the line? That's a really important development. You want to see all of these young guys fit their roles, 3-and-D players, guys you can be confident in. Maybe they're not a leading scorer, but they're going to be a good fourth or fifth starter. The Bulls haven't amassed enough of those players in recent years, so that's really the main reason. I mean, I get the complaints about the weather and stuff from people behind the scenes, but look, that's not why. We got a lot of stars in cold weather cities in the NBA. Teams in cold weather cities can win the title and have in recent years. And it's all about the foundation. To me, it's about nailing the draft, nailing trades for good young players. And the Bulls haven't done that well enough to that extent. If they do that, get that in place and have cap space for a premier free agent, I think that could change down the line. But again, it's a lot of steps to get there.
A couple of things before we let you go, Cody. Shams Charania broke the news about 20 minutes ago that the Lakers are putting the majority stake up for sale, which is wild to think about the Lakers and not having the Buss family be in charge of it. $10 billion is what it looks like that money is. And two, what do you think happens in game six tonight?
Well, yeah, and the Lakers are getting sold to Mark Walter. Mark Walter, the Dodgers owner.
Yeah.
So the Lakers are going to have certainly great resources for their organization. That's been a franchise that, I mean, viewed across the NBA a little bit as a mom-and-pop shop just because it's obviously the family business, and maybe they'll be more willing to go into luxury tax and the first and second apron, stuff like that, down the line with a star player like Luka. So that's a huge deal in the NBA that will play out over time, certainly. And I got the Thunder by a few points in game six. I think they close it out in Indy. I'm a little worried about Halliburton's health. And if he's not 100%, I feel like the way the Thunder are playing right now, that they'll get the job done. That's still a big deal to win in game six because you don't want to go home even as big of an advantage as they would have. That's a game that's scary. Anything can happen in a game seven if somebody gets hot from three-point range, one of the teams. So I think the Thunder get the job done in a game that's really close and fun to watch in game six.
Yes, tomorrow night. And Cody, thank you. We appreciate you jumping on. Thanks so much for the information. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep, take care.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.